Hello and welcome, friend or foe, to the Feral Theatre Company show. Our production of Two Slatterns and a King is a fun and silly little thing, a moral interlude of a play by Edna St. Vincent Millay, directed by Isabella Dunseith, starring
Brendan O'Leary as King,
Christopher Jenkins as Chance,
Haley Sky Turriello as Tidy,
Rachel Ruges as Slut.
If our banter does not annoy, we hope you, our audience, will enjoy.
I am that cunning infidel, by men called Chance. You know me well. It is through me you met your wives. Through me your harvest blights or thrives. And one and all through me today, hither you came to see the play. Which, if your favor still you lend, as now, so on until the end, you shall be taught what way a king, though a sublime and awful thing, and even wise, may come to be, a laughingstock, and all through me.
I am the king of all this land. I hold a scepter in my hand. Upon my head, I wear a crown. Everybody stands when I sit down.
Excepting me. Please bear in mind, I sit whenever I feel inclined.
Although my lands are wide and long, my walls right thick, my army is strong, I am not wholly satisfied.
That is because you have no bride.
Who speaks? Come forth, and if you dare, say once again what causes my care. Why, I am discontent with life.
It is because you have no wife.
A woman in my royal house? A woman, a wife, a bride, a spouse? Bold stranger, this is not the cure. For a woman, I could never endure.
Perchance. Tomorrow you will find you have altered your imperial mind.
I am Tidy. I have been all my life both neat and clean. From my outside to my in, clean am I unto my skin. Every day into a bucket, my hands I dip, my head I duck it. And if the water plenty be, I sometimes wet some more of me. This is my kitchen, where you will find all things pleasant and to your mind. Against the wall, in orderly pairs, 1, 2, 1, 2, observe my cheers. In the middle of the room, my table stands. I would not move it for many lands. My basins and bowls are all in their places. The bottoms of my pots are as clean as your faces. My kettle boils so cheerily, it is like a friendly voice to me. About my work, I merrily sing, and I brush my hearth with a white duck's wing. Oh, full is every cupboard, sharp is every knife. My bright, sunny kitchen is the pride of my life.
I am Slut. I am a slattern. You must not take me for your pattern. I spend my days in slovenly ease. I sleep when I like, and I wake when I please. My manners, they are indolent. In clutter and filth, I am quite content. Here is my kitchen, where I stir up my messes and wear out my old shoes and soiled silk dresses. My table sags beneath the weight of stale food and unwashed plate. The cat has tipped the pitcher o'er. The greasy stream drips onto the floor. Under the table is a broken cup. I'm too tired to pick it up.
Now I will no longer tarry, for I think that I will marry. Now the one thing in my life is to marry me a wife, but I will not be content with the wench that's indolent, or take a slattern for a spouse. I will go from house to house, unheralded, that there may be no cleaning up because of me, and that maid whose kitchen's neatest will I have to be my sweetest.
That I am absent, do not fear, for that you have not seen me here, for no, I oft invisibly do move among the things you see. And to confuse and thwart the king through slut and
tidy
is a thing dear to my nature, therefore heed, and you shall see a show indeed.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, what shall I do? Oh, such a plight I never knew. Though I arose, as is my way, an hour before the break of day. Here, it is noon, and nothing done. The milk has soured in the sun, and the sweet, pretty duck I broiled, a neighbor's dog has dragged and spoiled. I beat him with my hands and wept. Straight through the window, then he leapt, and through the window after him with scratched face and bruised limb, and on through mire and briar and bog, hours and hours I chased that dog, stumbling, uttering awful cries, while into my kitchen swarmed the flies. I came back at 10:30. Oh, what a sight did greet me then! My fair white sheets I hung so fine, down in the black muck under the loin, and out of the oven from cakes and pies and beautiful tarts, the thick smoke rising, I knelt down my tarts to remove, and my quince jelly that stood on the stove, up did it boil, and as you see, boiled itself all over me, all over the floor, all over the room, whereat I ran to fetch the broom. The broom? The broom? Instead of the mop? To fetch a broom to wipe up slop? And with its handle, smashing the clock's face, getting glass all over the place, and knocked the dishes off the shelf, and fell to my knees, and cut myself, and wept, and cried, and when I would rise, could not see for the tears in my eyes. So tripped on a chair, and to save a fall, caught at the table, then flat did sprawl, dragging the table down with me, and everything on it, as you may see. I cannot live in such a state. But where to begin is past my pate.
I am the king of all these lands. Down upon your knees and hands. Wishing to marry me, I have said that the tidiest maiden I would wed. In all my realm, wherefore I go, from kitchen to kitchen, that I may know and judge for myself what maid is worth, to sit at my side in feasting and in mirth. Untidy spill time, it is easy to see that my fair bride you never will be.
Oh, oh, great king, hear me when I say, this has been a most unusual day. It is by chance alone, you see, in such a state, my kitchen and me. I can set us both to rights in a minute.
In vain! I have set a trap and caught you in it. Vain, wench, your lies and your pretense. I see what I see, and I hide me hence.
Oh.
Lest you know me not in this disguise, I tell you I am slut, and I tell you no lies. My face and my hands are clean and neat. Fresh is my frock, trim are my feet. But I assure you, you are not wrong to think that so tidy I shall not be for long. And if the story you wish from me, I will tell you how this came to be. Dull was the day and tedious my book. I saw no pleasure wherever I might look. I had done everything I know how to do, and I could think of nothing new. But at last I thought of one thing I had never done. And I said, I will take a broom, and I will sweep this room, and I will wash this floor. I had never washed it before. All things in order will I arrange, although I hate order, for you see it will be a change. So here I am, as you can see, I and my kitchen are clean as can be. But in a room as clean as this, my bones ache, and I find no bliss. So watch, and soon it will appear much less orderly and drear.
Down upon your knees and hands. I'm the king of all these lands. Wishing to marry me, I have said that the tidiest maiden I would wed. In all my realms, wherefore I go, from kitchen to kitchen that I may know. Yet stay! This kitchen is so tidy, I think that you must be my bridey. As far and wide as I have been, so neat a kitchen I have not seen. Therefore I say you are my wife, for the remainder of your life.
To point him out his error I first intended, but least said is soonest mended.
Now, once again with me, all is as it is wont to be. Now, once again, you see me stand, the tidiest lady in the land. If the king should see me now, he would tell a different tale, I trow.
Oh, lovely lady, who are you that I am talking to?
She am I whom you did scorn this very day at morn.
It may not be as you have said. For you would I gladly wed.
I thank you for the favor, but they tell me you have married slut.
Oh, cock's bones, and strike me dead! Is it a slut that I have wed?
So here you dally whilst I sit at home. Never any more abroad shall you roam, but sit at home with me for the rest of your life, for I am your lawful wedded wife.
Oh, woe is me! What a life will be mine!
It is too late now to repine. Home with me you come, for the rest of your life, for slut is your lawful wedded wife.
A slattern is a fearful sight. Ah, me! What pleasure it gives to be so tidy.
Now that the play is at an end, by chance you have enjoyed it, friend. By chance to you, his sweet was gall. By chance, you slumbered through it all. However it be, it was by chance. The king was led so merry a dance. By chance, that tidy met disgrace. By chance alone, slut washed her face. From morn to eve, the whole day long, it was by chance that things went wrong. Wherefore, good friends, to scape derision, be not o'er hasty in your decision, for he who heedeth not this rule, by chance,
by tidy,
by slut,
he will be called a fool.
We hope you've had a right good time listening to our jokes and rhymes. If more of us you'd like to see, consider lending us some money. The donation link is in the description, and while you're there, please give us a subscription. For more information about the Feral Theatre Company Anon, please visit www.theferaltheatreco.com. Our next endeavor may make you twinge. We will be at Minnesota Fringe. Our show for a limited time only is full of bread, and our other, Pigheaded, will make you lose your head. We hope to see you there, but for now, adieu, and please take care.